As we touched on just a moment ago, several dozen Henry Ford Health System employees have filed a federal lawsuit in an effort to derail the hospital's requirement that all employees be vaccinated by September 10th in order to continue their employment. WJR Senior News Analyst Marie Osborne takes a closer look.
And Paul, 50 employees filed this lawsuit earlier this week, and the employees say the Henry Ford Hospital System requirement for a COVID vaccination is unconstitutional, and it infringes on their bodily autonomy and their right to reject medical treatment. The hospital's requirement for the vaccine goes into effect, as you said, tomorrow, September 10th. Now, the plaintiffs claim that more than 13,000 people in the U.S. who received the vaccine have died, and more than 30,000 people have experienced permanent disabilities. They cited statistics from unverified reports at the Center for Disease Control and Prevention's Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System. Now, we've reported on these numbers before. That information has been updated by the CDC in July, showing that it received 6,207 reports of people dying after receiving the vaccine. But after an investigation into the deaths, including a review of autopsy reports, a link between the vaccine and the deaths could not be found. As an example, someone dies of a heart attack days after getting the vaccine. There's not a link between the vaccine and the death after the investigation. So in a statement, Henry Ford told the Free Press that they remain confident that a vaccine is the most powerful tool they have against the pandemic. And then beyond that, they're not going to comment on pending litigation. As of Wednesday, 92% of more than the 33,000 employees had gotten at least one dose of the vaccine. Exemptions to the mandate for medical or religious reasons are being considered. This motion is set for tomorrow at 3 o'clock. A motion hearing in the case is set for 3 o'clock tomorrow before U.S. District Judge Terrence Berg. And in June, a federal judge ruled that the Houston Methodist Hospital, that's the first hospital in the U.S. to mandate the vaccines for employees, was within its rights to require them. So, Paul, a lot of legal experts are saying that this lawsuit may not go anywhere based on how they're presenting it to the court.
Well, companies have a right to make certain demands of their employees, always have, probably always will. And if you're in a healthcare situation and you believe that some people will be in a position to compromise the healthcare situation that you're trying to control in a hospital, I don't know how you fight and win that battle. I think that no. The hospitals, look, if a radio station has a right to tell us that we will not be employed if we don't get vaccinated, how in the world could we say that a hospital has no right to do that when that's where sick people are that are vulnerable to whatever germs and diseases we bring in, which is why they all had to get flu shots.
Yes. And on that point, I found an interesting article. This is on the Henry Ford Hospital System website, by the way, this document. It's dated, that's the interesting part, it's dated September 6th, 2014. And that's when Henry Ford presented a study that they did to a group of colleagues, and they said that hospitals can improve their vaccine, their flu vaccination rate among their workers by using mandatory employee vaccination policies. And they cited their own data, and they said that the health system achieved employee vaccination rates of 99% in the first 2 years of its mandatory policy, in which annual vaccine compliance is a condition of employment. So this was back in 2014 that Henry Ford presented this paper to other colleagues saying, yeah, if you want your employees to be vaccinated as a healthcare standard, then that's how you do it, through a mandate.
Now, if the FDA had not given the nod, you know the terminology better than me. The FDA has sanctioned
the final approval. The final approval. It was an emergency approval previously
for Pfizer.
Mm-hmm.
then if they had not done that, then I can see a leg to stand on regarding it being experimental. But that's not the case anymore. So I don't know. I mean, they have every right to sue. Everyone does. But I don't know where this can go. I really don't.
Right. And that's point. What the experts are saying as well. They don't think this will. But we'll see. Tomorrow, 3 o'clock, is when they're going to do the motion hearing. So we'll see what happens then. Or if you never know when things go to court. We'll see.
You never know. The Lady Justice is blind. So we'll see what happens through all of that. You saw the story also, Marie Osborne, our senior news analyst, that there are people that got the Johnson & Johnson vaccine who feel hoodwinked in a sense, because at one point, I don't know where they are on this or why, but at one point I saw a story that said that they will not be eligible for a booster shot. I don't know how that's been decided, or even if it's been decided. You know, there's so much information out there that you can't always tell where it's coming from and what's true or what's just on social media or whatever. I really don't know. Like, for example, I had never heard those figures you had about in that lawsuit. Did you say 13,000
yes.
people they claimed had died from getting
okay.
the vaccine?
But that's the plaintiffs in this case claim that 13,000 people in the U.S. had died after receiving the vaccine. The CDC has this vaccine adverse event reporting system, and anyone who dies after getting the vaccine, you have, as a medical person, you have to report it to this system, okay, so that they can keep track of this sort of thing. Well, in July, that number was revised to say that 6,207 reports had come into that office saying that people had died after getting the vaccine. So there were investigators there looking into how did those people die? Why? Was there a connection to the vaccine? And it was deemed that those people did not die as a result of the vaccine. They died, as the example that I gave, if you got a vaccine one day and then 3 days later you died of a heart attack, or you had cancer, you got the vaccine, and then a few days later you died as a result of your cancer. So there was not the link between the vaccine and the deaths. But a lot of people are using that number, saying, see, these people, all these people died because of the vaccine, when in fact, according to the experts who've looked into this, that is not the link.
Well, the story goes on and continues at least through tomorrow, but trust me, it'll be much longer than that, as the Henry Ford Health System facing a lawsuit from some of its employees for its vaccine requirements. Again, I say to you, there are a lot of companies that are going to be requiring, if people want to come back to work, they're going to be requiring those vaccinations. We'll see how it all shakes out. Marie Osborne and our WJR senior news analyst will be all over that, which means you'll have all the information as it's happening.